USA Radio News.
Tensions between the United States and Iran remain high after attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells CBS's Face the Nation that the United States does not want to go to war, but will take every step necessary to guarantee safe shipping.
I will concede there are countries that just wish this would go away, and they want to act in a way that is counterfactual. No one disputes that this is the Islamic Republic of Iran taking these actions to deny this international waterway and the freedom of navigation that is a fundamental right of every country to travel through that. I've seen no one deny it.
Up to 2 million people had gathered in the streets of Hong Kong today to demonstrate against a Chinese extradition measure. The protesters are now calling for the resignation of top official Carrie Lam. They also want the police to be held accountable for recent police brutality, and they want the extradition law to be completely scrapped, not just suspended. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Four people were found dead inside their West Des Moines, Iowa home. All four had apparent gunshot wounds. Chandreskar Sankara, Lavankya Sankara, and their two boys, ages 15 and 10, were pronounced dead at the scene.
The key point here is that this investigation will take some time. There are a lot of questions on what happened here. Working towards developing answers to those questions, there is no ongoing threat to the community.
Four other family members, two of whom are children, were staying in the home as guests, according to police. When the victims were found, one of those guests ran outside to look for help, found someone walking by, and had that person call 911. In business news, Father's Day is expected to be a retail bonanza. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
Lots of deals for Dad this Father's Day. Restaurants offering discounts. In fact, retailers expecting a record-breaking Father's Day. A survey by the National Retail Federation says Americans expected to spend an estimated $16 billion on gifts for Dad this year, and more than ever before.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are new details on a shooting at a California Costco store. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Police in Corona, California now say the man who opened fire in a Costco on Friday night was an off-duty L.A. police officer who was firing in self-defense. Authorities say the cop was shopping at the Costco with his family when he was attacked by a man he didn't know, identified as 32-year-old Kenneth French of Riverside. This woman witnessed it.
My white guy with a mohawk, another guy, a lady, and a little kid, and that apparently they were having words, and he just pulled his gun out and started shooting.
The off-duty officer shot and killed French and gravely wounded two of French's relatives. Police say their investigation's continuing. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president takes to Twitter to promote a network interview airing in prime time. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
President Trump on Twitter saying, "Happy Father's Day to all. This is a fantastic time to be an American. Keep America great." Earlier, the president tweeting and previewing his appearance tonight on ABC News in prime time, the program called President Trump 30 Hours with George Stephanopoulos, ahead of Tuesday night when the president's scheduled to announce his re-election campaign at a rally in Orlando.
What's your pitch to the swing voter on the fence?
Safety, security, great economy. Frankly, I think we're going to do tremendously now with African Americans, with Asians, with Hispanics. They have the lowest unemployment numbers they've ever had in the history of the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.